You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
Hi there, I'm Rob Butler. I work for BBC Radio Norfolk.
Hi, I'm Ben Cartwright. I work for Audio Always in Manchester.
I'm Dan Windham, and I work for TalkSport and TalkSport 2.
In terms of student radio, I think from my experiences of sport on student radio, a lot of it struggles from just being football. On TalkSport now, you've got the darts, that's taken off. Where can students go with sport on their station rather than just the staple football, the local side?
The student sports societies, I think, is the obvious answer. That's what we did when I was there. Obviously, we talked about football. Everyone wants to talk about the fact that Kante is the best midfielder in the Premier League or whatever you want to say. But doing something a bit different, like going down to your club, you've got people that are willing to be interviewed. You've got great sport if you actually go watch it, because any sport is good fun. That's the point, I think. Yeah, it's really obvious answer. And people will be like, oh, I can't be bothered or something. No one cares about sport as well. Or uni sport. You should care. If you're going to be doing sport as a career, then that's the thing that's going to make you stand out, doing something a bit different and stuff. I went down to watch some water polo games. Nice. Had a great time.
Oh, mate.
Did netball, did all sorts, and great fun, but also doing something a bit different with it. And yeah, I think that's the obvious answer, really. But
I would just add that if student radio is your opportunity to experiment and to try different things and to see what works and doesn't work and what you can find a passion for, and talking to people that are passionate about it, it's a great opportunity. I think absolutely do what you want. If you don't want to talk about football, lead the agenda elsewhere. That's your prerogative. Absolutely. And that's, I mean, it's a bit more difficult for us now. We're chiefly tasked with driving a sport, driving a coverage, what's expected of us, and we know where our audience is and what we're appealing to do.
I mean, I would say that the trouble we have at BBC Radio Norfolk is our main focus is always Norwich City, because it's a lot of people wanting to hear about it. So we work really hard to try and bring other sports into it, not necessarily minority sports, but we do quite a lot of cricket, we do a lot of rugby, we try and do different things. You know, obviously we're big on the Commonwealth because we've got a few athletes there. So I would say, I wasn't lucky enough to go to university, so I don't really know about the student sports teams and what have you, but what I would say going forward, if you're the broadcaster of the future, is to try and big up those minority sports, big up women's sport as well, which is something we're really big on. And it's just getting those sports that are, you know, not talked about on the BBC, Sky and, you know, BT Sport now, try and push them, because, you know, in 20 years time, you know, there might be an American Football League in England, for example, and that might be a big thing. So I think it's important for you guys to just try and open your mind, which you want to, and do different sports.
I suppose that niche can kind of help you get in as well, because everyone can talk
exactly
about
if you've got if you've got a specialist subject, and so that isn't football, cricket or even things like boxing. If you've got a specialist sport that you're really good at, like netball or basketball, then it's great, because people will be like, oh, he knows about that, so we'll employ him to do it. So it's a great thing to know.
But even specific kind of niches, and we've got like a, you know, European football experts, and we've done a lot of football league coverage this season, so I've kind of taken it on to be driving a lot of our football league coverage, and you pick up a niche and you pick up an area of expertise and you're called in on that as well. And if you can lead the way in a certain subject or a certain kind of area, then that will benefit you, definitely.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.